This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Chubby Checker, you remember him? He must have made a fortune on songs that had to do with dancing. He did the twist. He did a couple of other dances, and then he did another twist song, all in the early 60s. Chubby Checker, good morning. Welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. Will you twist with us today? I am Paul Molloy, along with my buddy, the big twister, Big Ed Davis. We thank you for joining us. It is Tuesday, June the 1st. We finally made it to June. I guess we're officially in summer now, although here in Florida, we start summer a little bit earlier, like in December. We are going to be talking in a few minutes with Tim Murtaugh of the Heritage Foundation. Tim is going to talk to us about the Wuhan lab virus leak theory. All of a sudden, everybody's talking about it coming from the lab. It's plausible that it came from the lab. Now that Trump is gone, right? We're going to talk about all of that with him, so stay tuned. And Major League Baseball is being sued for pulling its All-Star game out of Atlanta, Georgia, over the Georgia voting law that many, I guess you would call them, many woke people feel is unfair, so therefore pull baseball out. We're going to get some thoughts about this suit and other things from the proprietor of the barber pole a little bit later in the show, Andrew Ceresi. And the Supreme Court prepares to deliver on big-time topics this year, like health care, religion, student speech, even abortion. We're going to take a look at it. And in our ultimate top 10, we have a good one. Now that we got the summer, the top 10 best burger joints in America. Yeah, the best. Stay tuned for that. Freedom Works, we are sponsored in part by Andrew's Master Barbershop. For you guys, the best place in Tampa Bay. By the way, I think it might be the least expensive, but don't quote me on that, but one of the very least expensive, especially if you're a senior. You get a real deal. $10. It's a $10 haircut. Where can you get anything, any service for $10 these days? And you get a great haircut. A great haircut. Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Just call for your appointment. 727-733-3773. I hope you were listening, by the way, to Good Morning Clearwater just before us. Monday through Friday, Paul and Tracy Allen. You had a good question about whether there was there ever a villain named Paul? I can't remember that there was. I know Ed would find one just to spite us if there was a villain named Paul that we should be remembering. Anyway, Good Morning Clearwater, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m., Paul and Tracy Allen. All right. So all kinds of things are going on. I hope you celebrated Memorial Weekend, and I hope you remember the reason, especially yesterday. I think every one of us know of somebody, personally or connected to someone we know, that gave their life for our country. I know I have two people that come to mind immediately. They were both colleagues of mine, and they both died in Vietnam. One got the Medal of Honor. His name was Lester Weber. He literally saved his platoon in Vietnam by covering up over a live grenade, and he saved the rest of his people. And he and I, in high school, were buddies. And you would never know a guy like him could have that kind of bravery. But he did. And I will never forget Lester Weber. Anyway, here we are now on the backside of the Memorial Weekend. We got all kinds of things going on. In a few minutes, we're going to talk about that Wuhan, or is it Wuhan? I guess it's Wuhan. We should know now. God knows that that city in China, which, by the way, you know how big that city is, Ed? Did you know it's big? I think it's bigger than New York. Did you know that? Wuhan, China is like 9 million people. It's not some little village. That place is huge.
Big enough to make a virus?
More than big enough, apparently, to make a virus.
Test it out.
Yeah, exactly right. So we've got so many hot-button items coming up here. I can't wait to talk a little bit about this Major League Baseball thing. Ed, I can even mention it to you because you're a big-time sports guy. They pull Major League Baseball out of Atlanta. They're going to play it in Denver. In fact, is it going to be probably around what, though?
You're talking about the All-Star Game.
Yeah, what am I talking about?
You just said pull Major League Baseball out.
Yeah, I meant the All-Star Game.
Yeah, not the Braves.
No, the Braves will stay. Yeah. They were going to honor Hank Aaron at the All-Star Game in Atlanta, too. Did you know that?
So,
the late Hank Aaron. So now it's in Denver. They pull it out because of politics, because they don't like the voting rights legislation that passed. I mean, if that is going to be the criteria, there's not going to be any major league anything anywhere because you can always find a reason politically to say, I don't agree with that, therefore my team is not going to play. This is so crazy. Do you have a thought on that?
Well, the same thought is always stay out of it.
Yeah.
You know, leave politics to itself. You know, don't mix the two.
That is exactly it. Keep it out of sports. Politics and sports. You get those two involved, and it's not going to do anybody any good. So, anyway, we'll be talking about that a little bit later. And we're also going to hover in on what happened in Texas. The governor there is going to veto funding for those legislators that walked out rather than vote on a bill regarding the elections. They all walked out, the Democrats. They literally left. They wouldn't vote. And when they left, they didn't have a quorum. And you got to have a majority of people to vote. Otherwise, you can't get any legislation done. That's kind of, I'm laughing, but it isn't, it's not a very bright thing to do. I mean, every time you disagree, that's another thing. Every time you disagree, hey, I'm not going to vote. I'm getting the hell out of here. I mean, what? How long can you get away with that? So the governor is going to pull their paychecks.
We're finding out more and more that a lot of politicians are not the sharpest knife in the drawer.
No, they're not. You got to be a big BSer.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. You got to appeal to win people over by smooth-talking yourself in. That's how you get in. You smooth-talk yourself in, right? You might not have the greatest ideas, but if you can smooth talk your way in, they'll elect you. Because people go, yeah, I like that guy. You know? Even though the other guy makes sense, right? Oh, well. That's the way it goes. Anyway, let us take our break. When we come back, Tim Murtaugh from the Heritage Foundation, and the thought that with Trump gone, all of a sudden, the lab leak theory, very plausible.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
Yeah, hello, everybody. We have a great new show coming up for you on Thursdays from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. The show is called The Sounds Around Town. It will feature independent artists from our community. We will interview them and give them a chance to play their music on the radio. We will also feature some of the greats who already live in our community. So check us out every Thursday, The Sounds Around the Town, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Can Talk Radio Network, AM 1340, FM 106.1.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back on a Tuesday, the day after Memorial Day. Thank you so very much for being with us. Well, you know, I'm always a little worried about how far we're going to really look into the Wuhan lab virus theory because of Joe Biden and his China problem. According to a recent Rasmussen report, nearly 70% of U.S. voters think it's likely that that COVID-19 came from the lab. Yes, indeed. But Uncle Joe, you know, he's got the Hunter Biden thing on his back. Let's be honest. Biden needs China. He needs them, first of all, in the climate proposals. And then he's got that whole deal with Hunter and payouts from China. So, you know, you wonder just how... You wonder what he's going to do. I mean, I think it's almost inevitable that they're going to figure out that this virus did leak from the lab. That's my feeling on it. In the meantime, Tim Murtaugh, he's a visiting fellow at the Heritage Foundation. He contributes to the Daily Signal, and they penned out a piece, "With Trump Out, Media Suddenly Finds the Lab Leak Theory Plausible." Tim, this is right. I mean, all of a sudden... do you think that the hate, especially in the media for Donald Trump, would actually color their wanting to get to the bottom of that virus?
Oh, absolutely. And I think you see a lot of the journalists now admitting that that is exactly what happened. And they're forgiving themselves. They're saying, well, it was Donald Trump who said it, and so that's why we immediately discounted it. And so what this proves is, and that we know this, that President Trump is known for a lot of things, but one of his very special powers is his ability to make the entire corporate media act in concert to bring embarrassment upon themselves. And that's exactly what happened here again. This was always a plausible theory that the virus leaked from a lab in Wuhan, China. It was always possible. But because Donald Trump and other Republicans were the ones who were promoting that theory, the media immediately shut it down. And it wasn't so much that they just wouldn't consider it. They actively called anyone who promoted that theory someone who was trafficking in fringe conspiracy theories.
You're right.
Ridiculed.
Yeah,
anyone who thought that it was possible.
PolitiFact, I think it was PolitiFact, or one of those fact check, they gave the theory of a lab leak for Pinocchios. How blind could they have been?
Well, they were very blind, and and it's ridiculous because they didn't know. They didn't know if it came from a lab or if it came from, evolved through nature. They didn't know that. They couldn't have known that. So to call someone else's theory, or at least conjecture, a lie is to do so without any facts knowing what the actual truth was. We still don't really know the truth of how the virus emerged from China. And so anyone who says that any particular theory is a lie is lying themselves. There's no way they could possibly know that. And to me, I think Chris Cillizza is really the worst offender from CNN, formerly of the Washington Post, but now CNN, when he wrote a story back in May of last year celebrating the fact that Anthony Fauci was one of the ones who was discounting the lab leak theory. And his piece was headlined, "Anthony Fauci Just Crushed Donald Trump's Theory on the Origins of the Coronavirus." So he was celebrating the fact that his hero, Anthony Fauci, disagreed with Trump. And of course, he says, well, this isn't, this isn't political. These are just facts. No, he was choosing someone's opinion over someone else's opinion. That's it. That's all they were ever doing. And they acted really, really condescending toward anyone who saw things differently because, once again, because Donald Trump was on one side of the issue, the media as a group, all of them, had to be on the other side.
We're talking with Tim Murtaugh. He's at the Heritage Foundation, visiting fellow. contributor to the Daily Signal on a regular basis. He wrote a piece with Trump out, media suddenly finds the lab leak theory possible. You know, even Fauci is losing credibility, is he not? The more we learn about him, there's somehow he's connected to the lab. I mean, how can you trust him either? I'm worried about both Biden and Fauci now giving us the straight scoop. Do you think that they're going to be honest? I mean, first of all, I'm glad the rest of the world is looking into it as well. There's some anger going on in Britain about this whole thing, too, with China. But at one point, if you dared say, like Trump would call it the China virus, it was. I mean, you could have called it the Chinese government virus, perhaps. That would have been a little more apropos. But he was, and then he wanted to stop, plane flights coming in from China. They called it racist.
Oh, certainly. And Joe Biden was at the forefront of that when President Trump shut down flights from China into the United States at the end of January of last year, which was very early on in this whole process. Joe Biden said that was fear-mongering and xenophobia, and he said that travel restrictions won't contain the virus. Well, guess what? Joe Biden now has his own travel restrictions in place, and so he, by his own actions today, admits that he was wrong then, and President Trump was right. And as far as Dr. Fauci goes, you know, I suppose you never really have to worry about being wrong for very long if you keep changing your mind along the way. You'll land on.
You'll eventually be right at some point.
Yeah, you will eventually be right.
So, oh my God!
Fauci at the beginning said no way. It didn't come from a lab leak. It's extraordinarily unlikely. And now he was at a symposium of some sort a couple of weeks ago, and he himself said that I am not convinced about that, regarding whether it developed naturally or not, and he thinks that we should continue to investigate. So somehow, somewhere along the way, Fauci said, you know what, let's open the book on this and let's take a look and investigate where it actually came from, whether it was a lab leak or evolved in nature. And it's very important to point out here that none of the intelligence, none of the underlying information that anyone in this country has ever changed. None of this has ever changed. It's not as if the information has evolved, which is causing people to take a second look. None of that. It's all been static. The only difference is President Trump is now no longer in the White House, and it is safe for everyone who hates him to consider other ideas now.
Yeah, it's amazing. Now, do you think that the media will ever do a good enough mea culpa on this? I have seen some saying, you know what, perhaps we did, because of Trump, you know, try to dismiss this thing. A couple of them, but not too many.
A couple of them have said that, used it sort of as an excuse, and not in the way that it's a mea culpa, but only to say, hey, listen, the reason why we did
this
is because Trump was the one who was saying it, and we just disagreed with everything he said. So it's not as much a mea culpa as it is just sort of an explanation for why they did what they did. But as far as, you know, do we think that we're going to see a mass apology from the press corps? I think we'll get one on the lab leak theory from the media just as soon as we get one when they apologize for pushing the Russia collusion hoax.
Exactly.
For entire years in front of the country. I think they'll apologize for one or the other right about at the same time, which is to say, never.
Yeah. Unbelievable that this would be the case. So let me ask you this, Tim. Are we ever going to know, with China covering things up as we know they do, and I think, maybe I come out and say this, they say a wet market might be to blame, and a bat or some other animal and this and that. They got wet markets all over China. It just so happens the wet market right next to the lab, right, is the one where it supposedly occurred. Well, that doesn't, if it looks and walks and quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck. And I think the duck theory can be applied to the lab. I think it's almost...
Right.
Go ahead.
The circumstantial case supporting the idea that it leaked from the lab is pretty overwhelming. And it begins with the fact that the outbreak, we know where the outbreak began and what part of the world it began. It began in Wuhan, China. And the fact that there is a lab there that studies this exact kind of disease, the fact that there's a lab right nearby where the epicenter of the virus outbreak was, I mean, that's just too much of a coincidence to be dismissed out of hand. I don't know. I don't know if we're ever going to find out precisely what happened and whether it leaked from the lab, or if so, how it leaked from the lab, because, you know, that would require the cooperation of the Chinese. And we know from the very beginning the Chinese lied, and they covered up not only the existence of the outbreak at first, but also how severe it was and how deadly the virus was. And they had the assistance of the World Health Organization in doing that cover up. And so now the Biden administration, you know, he wants to be Mr. International, and he has restored the funding to the WHO that President Trump stopped, and he wants to work with them and through them for this investigation. And they're the ones who helped China lie in the first place. And so if we're going to get to the bottom of finding out precisely where and how it leaked, or how it was created, or just the origin generally, it's going to require the cooperation of the communist Chinese government. And anyone who believes they're going to suddenly become forthright, I think, is living in fantasy land.
I think you're right. We also have a Joe Biden problem. Before you came on, I was talking about it a little bit. Let's be honest. He's got Hunter, his son, involved in taking big money from different groups, including in China. And whether or not Biden would come down hard on China because he'd be afraid that maybe China might let out some additional information on the relationship they have. How about also the climate change and the Iran deal? With China's emissions being terrible, doesn't Biden kind of need China on the whole climate change thing? He needs them to help sell his climate proposals. And then there's the Iran nuclear deal. That's another one. I'm just wondering how honest Biden would be about getting to the bottom of this.
Well, I don't know. He does need China for sure. I mean, even John Kerry, his climate czar or whatever they call him, has said that, you know, the United States could go to zero emissions tomorrow and it wouldn't have any impact on the global climate because of countries like China and like India. But China, of course, being, you know, among the worst offenders. But you mentioned Hunter. And that's another story where the entire corporate news media just decided one day that it was not a story. It was before the election in October of 2020 when the New York Post broke the story about Hunter Biden's laptop and all the emails that were contained inside it. And the rest of the news media said, nope, that's not news. We're not going to cover it. And you remember famously Twitter and Facebook cracked down on that. And the New York Post even got suspended by Twitter for publishing and tweeting their own story. And it was derided as fake news. It was derided as a Russian disinformation. And the Biden campaign, we suspect, ginned up this letter from former intelligence officials saying that while they had no personal information about this at all, no evidence really, it kind of looked like what the Russians would do if they were going to disseminate Russian disinformation. And so the news media just said, well, it's Russian disinformation. We're not going to cover that. Last week, the New York Post broke another story proving that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden had dinner in Washington, D.C. while Joe Biden was the vice president with a group of Hunter's foreign business contacts. Now, what did Joe Biden think that those guys were doing there? Were they there because of his sparkling conversation? Or were they there because Hunter had sold access to them to his father, who was at the time the vice president of the United States?
Can you imagine
all of this?
Can you imagine if Trump...
All of this stuff stinks.
Can you imagine if Trump had a son that was doing this? Can you imagine how quickly they would have gotten to the bottom of this relationship? I mean, when Biden said he's never discusses his son's business, everybody knows it's not true. I have never heard him challenged on that. When they find a picture of Biden playing golf with those Ukrainian nuclear energy bigwigs, remember that? They had a picture of him standing there in front of the... Mm-hmm. He said he had never met with them. And
He said he never discussed Hunter's businesses with Hunter. Yet he had dinner with Hunter and Hunter's business partners in Washington, D.C. in 2015 when he was still the vice president of the United States. I mean, honestly, what did they talk about? Ice cream?
Yes, they did talk about ice cream. As a matter of fact, they talk about chocolate chip ice cream. Never a question.
Right.
Of course, they allow him, and they sit, by the way, stone cold silent. They allow him to pick and choose in the one. How many conferences has he had? One press conference?
One, yeah.
Half a year, almost as a president, one press conference. You would think even they would become upset with it, but I just don't know. I mean, they've lost so much credibility, so much. It boggles the mind.
Yeah, and it's really funny. CNN had a story just over the weekend about how much time Biden is spending out of the White House on the weekends. 85% of his weekends he spends either home in Delaware or at Camp David, right? And they wrote the story with the tone of, oh, here's a guy who is determined not to be a prisoner of the White House. He's going to stay in touch with his roots, right?
Yes.
Now, when it was Donald Trump who spent fewer weekends away from the White House, they said, look at this guy. He's out golfing. How irresponsible. He's not even being president. But with Biden, it's seen as somehow admirable that he's not
exactly
in the White House. And when it was with Trump, he was practically committing a crime by not being there. I mean, it's just a joke. The media has put on the Joe Biden jersey, and they are rooting and cheering for him every single day. Now, back in 2019, he was not the pick of the national news media. He's not the candidate that they wanted for the Democrats. But once he won the nomination, by God, they put on his jersey, and he's their guy now.
They put on his whole uniform, not just the jersey. Yeah. But you are so right, Tim. Thank you, Tim. It was a real pleasure to talk with you. I'm so glad you brought out this thing about the lab leak theory and the media and how they've turned on it. What hypocrites. Thanks, Tim.
Great. Thank you very much. Anytime.
All right. Tim Murtaugh, going to take our break. When we come back, Major League Baseball sued for getting out of Atlanta. We're going to talk about this and some other ideas with the proprietor of the barber pole himself, Andrew Ceresi.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
It's a beautiful morning.
Hi, I'm Paul Allen.
And I'm Tracy Allen.
Please join us every weekday morning from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
You can also watch us on Facebook Live on our Good Morning Clearwater Facebook page and on YouTube. Just search Tantalk Radio Network.
Every morning we'll be talking about current events, sports.
Yay, sports.
News, entertainment, weather, and traffic. Have an opinion? You can call us.
That's right. Join us every weekday morning, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. on the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
We're back. We need rain here, Ed. I don't think I can remember the last time that we've had any rain. We went through the entire month of May, and I'm not kidding. I do not think one drop of rain fell on my property. Did you get here around here? You might have had a few drops. And even yesterday, we were supposed to get some rain around here. I didn't see any.
12 drops.
Oh, we did get 12.
Yeah. Some areas actually got some rain right around Gulf to Bay and Highland. There was a big storm that popped up right there.
Yeah.
But that was it.
But not enough to blanket Tampa Bay.
No.
I mean it. We need the rain badly here.
Yeah.
By the way, a conservative group, I don't know if you know much about Home Depot, but Bernie Marcus is the guy that founded it. He's very conservative. And he's part of something called the Job Creators Network. They are planning on filing a lawsuit in New York in federal court saying that Major League Baseball's decision to move the All-Star game out of Atlanta has hurt small business. Now, I don't know how far this is going to get, but I've got a guy on the line that's got a small business, a very successful one, Andrew the Master Barber. And Andrew, I know you're not a big-time maybe sports fan, but do you think that businesses should be involved, perhaps, in getting into lawsuits and the like this, or should they just mind their own business? What do you think?
Well, at this point, I think I just mind my own business, and I'd boycott the game in Colorado. That's all.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. I agree with you. I think you're right. I think that's all that there is to it. I don't think this suit's going to get very far. Major League Baseball is basically, despite it being subsidized by local, taxes and this and that, I don't think that they're going to get very far. It's a private group, a private group of baseball moguls, and they can take the All-Star Game anywhere they want. I think that's a free market thing. But we will see where that goes. We got a lot of other things to talk about. First of all, did you have a good Memorial Weekend, Andrew?
Well, it was a good solemn Memorial Weekend.
Yeah,
it was about what it was about.
You're right.
I mean, when people sit there and say Happy Memorial Day, I correct them. I mean, people were blowing off fireworks last night, and I says, why are they blowing off fireworks? This isn't a celebration.
You are so right. Before you came on earlier in the show, I mentioned I lost two buddies in Vietnam. One got the Medal of Honor. And yeah. You're so right about that. We forget. It's not, it's not some deal to cook hot dogs and hamburgers. It's really take time to reflect on people like that, people that are no longer here, whether it's World War II or...
Again, Paul, this country's in turmoil and people forget what it's about. All they know is it's a day off. Like Camilla Harris said, enjoy the long weekend.
Yeah. By the way, this is probably nitpicking, and I admit, but I noticed that President Biden was doing a salute as in somebody with... with a uniform on, rather than putting his hand over his heart during ceremonies. That may be correct, but I always thought that if you were not, maybe if you're president, you can wear a regular, be out of uniform. Is that true?
Well, he's supposed to be the commander-in-chief, and they salute the Marines or whoever's guarding the plane when he gets off, so I imagine it was okay.
I know it was all right. I just wondered if technically, at least Biden was there, and he talked about his son, Bo, who had served, and he got emotional about it. We all know people that have served one way or the other, and we have lost. So that's the way things go. So now we've got a lot of new things coming up. Andrew, are you? I am very worried about inflation with all of the spending. Go ahead.
You should be worried about it. Gasoline, lumber, groceries, health care. It's ridiculous, Paul. And let's keep giving money away, keep printing more, devalue the dollar. My money's worth half of what it was, Paul.
That's scary.
I think there's going to be so much going on between now and the end of August in this country. It's going to be phenomenal. Look at the people here panicking now. They're hoarding jobs all of a sudden because they know that their money's going to end on June the 26th.
Well, you shouldn't worry because here's what Joe Biden said last week. He's going to root out anti-competitive business practices and ease construction material shortages and ease transportation backups that are causing price hikes around the country. Uncle Joe is going to save us.
Is he going to do that while he's eating his chocolate chip ice cream? All these moron reporters, that's the only question they could come up with?
Exactly.
Was what kind of ice cream are you eating?
They should have been fired on the spot. Whoever asked that question, when they came back to the office, I would have said, pack it up.
Oh, they gave him a bonus.
I tell you,
talking about the media is messed up. Trump was 100% right when he called it fake news. And people know that. They're beginning to realize it more and more every day. These reporters have no credibility, Paul. Trump was right about the Chinese virus. People are realizing he was right. Now, it might have come from that. What the hell was Barack Obama and Dr. Fauci doing in the Hunan lab giving them $3.5 million for research?
Yeah, there's no way that Fauci, he's compromised. Let's be honest.
Well, they are. The whole Democrat Party is compromised, and I believe half of the Republicans are compromised, Paul.
We were talking.
And you know what?
Yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. This is why we're seeing each one of these swing states all of a sudden coming up. Well, we want to do a forensic audit. How come in Arizona they're still doing it? They're finding all kinds of problems, Paul, and the Democrats send 100 attorneys there to try and stop this. You know why, Paul? Because they know they did wrong.
Yeah.
You don't send 100 attorneys somewhere. I'd be telling them, hey, listen, count those votes. You might have won by even more.
Yeah. Maybe we should audit every state.
Yeah, Paul, they're full of crap. They're afraid of what's going on. And did you see on the news yesterday really made me laugh? They had the Navy ship that was being surrounded by six UFOs. Did you see that on their radar?
Well, I've seen some of these UFO shots, but go ahead. Make your point.
I'm telling you, the pandemic is over with, okay? This virus is gone. It is done. The news, quiet about it, quieter every day. But UFOs are getting popular.
They are.
These forensic audits come out, I'm telling you, we're going to get visited. Mark my words, as a distraction. Otherwise, they wouldn't even be bringing this up.
So, we're doing this, as you mentioned. Why is this audit in Arizona taking forever? I got a lot of questions about why certain things. Why is that guy Durham, or whoever it was, that was supposed to be conducting the look into all of the goings-on with Hillary Clinton and the FBI.
He vanished.
The guy disappeared off the face of the earth. We're never going to hear the end of the Durham report, but now we got the thing going on in Arizona. And like you said, I mean, are the Democrats trying to slow it down? Why don't we have the results on the audit there?
Well, they're going to do everything they can to keep it quiet, because once they close in Maricopa County, the whole country is going to be in an uproar.
Yeah.
And they're all going to have to do this, Paul. Come on, they got it in New Hampshire where they found, 30,000 illegal votes because of the way the crease was on phony paper?
Wow. All I remember when anybody says to me, well, you know, there's not much fraud going on, all I remember is back when Romney was running against Obama, In Philadelphia, I can't remember which precinct it was. There was had to be more than that. It was 100,000 votes for Obama and zero for Romney. I mean, it's almost mathematically impossible not to have at least one vote.
Well, you know,
and they never wanted to investigate that. And I thought, you know what? Every inner city, you could probably investigate fraud in every inner city. And think about all the inner cities in this country and how that could change things.
You know, Paul, as I'm seeing this and seeing this fraud now, I realize how Barack Obama got in, number one. Number two, you know it was all put there because in the primaries, Hillary Clinton should have blown him away.
Yeah, that might have been.
Hillary Clinton should have blown Barack Obama away, Paul. As much as I hate her, the people loved her, and she should have swept the floor with his ass. Okay? These elections have been rigged for I don't know how long, but now it's starting to come out more and more, Paul.
Yeah.
And we're going to see the truth in this country. It will happen.
Yeah. And now when states try to impose some election law reform, as in Georgia, where the baseball game is being pulled out, as in Texas, where the Democrats walked out of the state legislature rather than vote on the Texas voting rights law. It's just go ahead.
You know what I would do if I was a gun dealer right now?
What?
I'd be selling guns without any identification, without 3 days of waiting period. Why should we do that? They don't do it to vote.
Yeah.
Why should we do that to buy a gun?
Exactly. Let's get rid of all voter IDs. Let's get rid of all IDs. To go in and buy your booze, you might be 16 years old, go in and get it. Cigarettes, go get it. Drugs, go get it. We don't need no stinking ID to show how old you are or whether or not you're allowed to come in and do it. Let's get rid of credit cards. Just go in and purchase your stuff without credit cards.
People don't see what's going on when you're talking about inflation. Look at the car market right now. I don't know if you realize this or not, but new American cars are not being produced at a very slow rate because we can't get the chips to get these cars to run.
No
kidding. They come out of Taiwan. Okay? There's cars sitting in mechanic shops that can't be repaired. They can't get the parts they need.
And these some
manufactured overseas. Like, now, the used car market is phenomenal. You can't even find used cars, Paul, because the price of used cars are almost as much as new cars now because they can't build new cars.
I never knew that. So the chips, the computer parts that come from overseas, and why are we not getting the chips from overseas? What's going on there?
Well, who knows? They're saying because of the virus. You know, everything is scarce nowadays because of the virus. You know, lumber. It's all baloney, Paul. We were set up. The virus was all a bunch of baloney. It was nothing but to scare the people, to herd them all, and baptize them to socialism. This is what's going on. This has got to stop.
I think it's going. I think the pendulum will swing back. I think, and even Democrats are conceding, November next year, that they are going to lose out in Congress. I think they'll lose out possibly in both the Senate and the House. And that will completely tie up Biden and any of this nonsense. In the meantime, he's still trying to spend like a drunken sailor and get away with as much as possible before that occurs.
Well, I think this is all going to go down before the election, believe me.
You do, huh?
People can't put up with this. Financially, we can't put up with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when you go walk into the grocery store and you're going to pay $4 for a loaf of bread, people are going to be quite upset, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And their $600 they were getting for unemployment isn't going to go too far, is it?
No, it's not. And more states are cutting back on it, including Florida, cutting back on that extra $300 a week.
You've got the moron that approves the Russian pipeline, Germany, and cancels our pipeline.
Right.
You know what he ought to do with his ice cream cone, don't you?
Yeah, but you got to remember that Biden is compromised, right? He's compromised.
Well, there's no question about it, but we need to get this out there and prove it.
Yeah.
Because what he's doing is treason to this country.
I think in many ways you're right about Biden. I think that he would do things that go against his better instincts for the protection of our country because of his own personal situation. I do think he's compromised. I agree with
you. He's got no choice. He's trying to protect his son. Let's face it. The kid's a junkie, a thief. He's no good.
Yeah.
Okay, and they got the proof of it, but it's all hush, hush, quiet. It's like everybody says.
It's being suppressed by the media, by the mainstream media. They're suppressing it. They're in league with Biden. You know that.
Of course they are. I believe they're in bed with China, too.
Well, in many cases...
I believe China owns half of these networks.
Well, you're right. In many cases, in other words, to get their stuff into that country, you're right. They're compromised.
Okay. I mean, we're putting up with propaganda right now, and the people are falling for it, Paul. Half of the Americans are stupid.
What was that guy that...
You've got to realize these kids have been brainwashed in school for the last 30 years, too.
There was a guy that came on and did a mea culpa for offending China. He was kind of a surprise. I think he was a sports figure. I can't remember who he was. There he is, apologizing for having said or done something that might have offended China. And I thought to myself, boy, oh boy, that guy is joined at the hip. I think he was an actor. He might have been
This all the basketball, the NBA tied in with China?
That's another thing, LeBron James and all of those people. Yeah.
This whole country is run by China.
It's very scary.
Okay.
They are a treacherous, treacherous government there, a dangerous government. There's talk that they might have intentionally leaked, although we don't know that, leaked that virus.
We got a dangerous government here. They were part of it. They were in that lab.
Yeah, you're right. They should have known.
They were in that lab. That Dr. Fauci, they ought to nail him for treason.
Well, I just hope that...
Rand Paul has been lighting him up, haven't you?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, Rand Paul's got guts. I like him.
He does.
I like Rand Paul.
Fauci doesn't know how to answer enough.
No, he doesn't.
Does he?
There's a couple other guys that nailed Fauci as well, but Rand Paul really, he's making a profession out of it. So it's always a pleasure, my friend. I'm glad you're healthy, hearty, and in good throat. And I am looking forward to talking with you again on Friday.
You got it, buddy. Stop by on your way home.
I will, my friend. I will. Thank you so much.
Later.
All right. Bye-bye. Boy, I'll tell you what. Ed, I can't remember. Do you recall, was there an actor or a sports figure that recently came out? It was like he was... It's like some of those prisoners that those ISIS people capture overseas. Like he was almost talking like there was somebody standing over him with a sword. But he wanted to apologize for having said something about China. Do you remember who that? You don't recall that, do you?
No.
That's all right. Oh, well. It is kind of, there are some of them that are very compromised when it comes to that stuff. All right. Let us take our final break. We got a lot of things to talk about. I want to talk about the lightning. But first, we're going to talk a little bit about the Supreme Court and some of the things that they are about to take a look at.
I hate to help me, let's please don't tease. If I can hold you, then let me squeeze. My heart goes round and round. My love will tumble me down. You leave me.
breathless.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
Join Joe Pippin for Ask an Attorney Radio Show, Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. Ask an Attorney is Florida's longest running radio show for over 35 years now. So if you've got a question for an attorney, call Joe Pippin during his live radio show. Ask a question, get an answer, free of charge, of course. Saturday mornings, live from 8 to 9 a.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network. Or to contact Joe Pippin directly, call 727-586-3306.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back for the final segment. By the way, we're here Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern on the Great Tantalk Radio Network. You can listen to us on podcast anytime you want. Big Ed has all our shows there. Go to OurFreedomWorks.com. OurFreedomWorks.com. Well, the Supreme Court is set to make some decisions on some pretty important cases, including religious liberty, LGBTQ rights, health care, college sports, state voting laws, even college free speech. Among the cases that you'll hear about with decisions in the coming days here in June, religious freedom, whether the city can end a social services contract with a Catholic charity that does not allow same-sex couples as potential foster parents. I think that's a big one. Healthcare, California versus Texas, the future of the Affordable Care Act might be up there. A coalition of states led by Texas challenging the individual mandate that required a tax penalty for those who chose not to purchase health insurance. That tax penalty was eliminated. So now the question is whether the entire law itself, therefore, cannot stand. So the Supreme Court's going to see if you can pull that little thing out and keep Obamacare. Then there's voting rights. Challenge to two provisions of Arizona's voting laws, which lower courts found racially discriminatory against blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans. There is also a student speech verdict that may come out. Free speech rights of juvenile students when expressed off campus. Remember that high school cheerleader or junior varsity high school cheerleader? She's kicked off her team because she posed a vulgar comment and some vulgar images on Snapchat. Question was whether or not she was allowed to voice her opinion outside of school without the school taking action. So there's a lot of things. All right. Before we get to our top 10, Ed, we got a second game between our beloved Tampa Bay Lightning and the Carolina Hurricanes tonight. It's going to be in Carolina, and the Lightning won that first game. I'm looking forward to this game. I'm beginning to think that the Lightning are really... they might just blow through this. What do you think?
It's clearly that I think the before this, the Florida Panthers were probably the better team that they've faced so far than the Hurricanes.
You think so?
Yeah, and I think they will wear them down quickly. I don't know if they'll get this game tonight, but I don't think it goes six. I think it'd be more like five.
Five games.
Yeah.
You may be right. So you're saying Tampa Bay in five. We will see if that occurs.
And then, of course, the Rays, best team in baseball.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
They have the best record in the majors,
yes,
don't they?
Yes, in both sides.
Isn't that amazing how Tampa Bay, what is it our weather, people? What is it that, why do we have the best teams in everything?
They're phenomenal on the road.
Is that right?
They're in the last 10 games against the Yankees in New York, They're 9-1.
Oh, it is so great to beat the Yankees. That's a team no matter what. If you can beat them all the time, you feel good.
And I used to watch them get frustrated.
Oh, it's nice to
watch
that.
Because it's that $200 million payroll, and then this little David over here with the $60 million payroll.
They got to make that guy. I mean, every major league owner should look at what Tampa Bay is doing with the Rays. Okay. Here we go. This is a good one. Top 10 best burger joints in America. This is coming out of Gayot, G-A-Y-O-T, which is a restaurant and food review site, all right? So if you like, do you like hamburgers then?
Sure.
Don't we all, right? It's American as apple pie, right?
Right.
All right. Here's the top 10. Number 10. You got to go to Hollywood, California. It's called 25 Degrees,
okay. The
name of the place, located in the Roosevelt Hotel in Hollywood, reportedly named for the difference in temperature between the medium rare and the well done. Ha! 25 degrees. All right. Number 9. Mr. Bartley's Burger Cottage. I love the name. It's in Boston. Boston, Barkley, Berta, Polly, blah, blah. And this burger joint located across from Harvard University. So the kids from Harvard get one of the greatest hamburgers in the country. Number 8. Melt Gourmet Cheeseburgers. I love the name. Melt Gourmet Cheeseburgers in Leesburg, Virginia. They call it a cheese lover's paradise there. Okay. Number 7. To the Windy City, Kuma's Corner offers more than a dozen burgers, many of which are named after popular bands. I guess Kuma must be the name of the guy that runs it. Kuma's Corner. Number 6. Holstein's Shakes and Buns. Sounds like a dance. Holstein's Shakes and Buns, Las Vegas. Milkshakes that go great with a burger and are a big part of the reason why it placed number 6. All right. Number 5. 4505 Burgers and Barbecue. It's in San Francisco. I bet 4505 is the address of the street. Burgers prepared with their very famous secret sauce. Okay, number 4. Farm Burger. You like that? Farm Burger.
I'm guessing we're not going to find McDonald's or Wendy's in here.
No, I don't think so. Okay. No. These are real single joints where you can go. It's in Decatur, Georgia. It offers specially created burgers by its in-house chefs. Aha! Anything you want there. Number 3. Cherry Cricket. What?
Okay.
Cherry Cricket. I don't want no stinking insect in my burger. Cherry Crickets in Denver offers a seemingly endless list of toppings. I don't want the cricket topping.
No.
Please keep that one off. Number 2.
That's less protein, though.
You're right. I agree with that. Number 2 is Burger Joint. It's in New York. Known for keeping a small menu that's focused primarily on burgers, fries, and beer. Can't argue with that one at all.
Nope.
All right, Ed, I know you don't know where the name of it, but let's see if you can get that part of the country. Go ahead.
In Los Angeles?
Oh.
I was going to say, like, I've always heard about In-N-Out Burger. I don't know what that means.
Okay, roll the drum.
I did.
It's Bex Prime in Houston, Texas. Bex Prime, the place is famous for grounding certified Angus beef on site and has been open since 1985.
So these are the places it's $50 for a burger.
Probably.
Yeah,
but it tastes so good. All right, my friends. Thank you so very much. We will be back on Friday. Remember, by the way, Patsy with a Z is coming up following the news. Remember, freedom works.